This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As people along the East Coast clean up in the aftermath of the latest wintry blast, a lot of folks find themselves stranded, unable to catch a flight back east.
All the flights before us were canceled to Boston, and the flight after us was canceled to Boston.
Stuck at the San Francisco airport, Cecily Pope talking with KGO-TV. Airport spokesman Doug Yackel says they're doing all they can to get things back on an even keel.
I think it'll be a few days before we see airlines getting back to normal.
And extreme cold now settling in across the east following the blizzard. Authorities urge people to guard against hypothermia and frostbite. America's employers added 148,000 jobs last month. That, according to the newly released government employment report, the unemployment rate holding steady at 4.1%. President Trump says a new book purporting to be about him and his White House, it's a pack of lies.
President Trump says Michael Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, which is out today, is full of, in his words, lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. In a late-night tweet, Trump says he didn't authorize access to the White House for the author or even speak to him. The president also goes after former White House strategist Steve Bannon, calling him Sloppy Steve, whom the book depicts as questioning Trump's competence and describing a June 2016 meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Trump campaign aides, and a Russian lawyer as treasonous. Matt Small, Washington.
Attorney General Sessions opening a review of a legal practice allowing illegal immigrants to stay in the U.S. called administrative closure. It allows immigration judges to close out cases without a decision on deportation, allowing the immigrants to remain without legal status. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 93 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here again for one of my all-time, and I mean all-time, favorite sponsors, ReliefFactor.com. My story is simple. I had a hip replaced, then I had a motorcycle accident that left me in pain, who simply wouldn't go away until I started taking Relief Factor. A three-week quick start is just $19.95. 80% of people who do order the three-week quick start go on to order more, like me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or give them a call. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
As he heads to Paris for a visit with his French counterpart, Turkish President Erdogan says he hopes that France will continue to support Turkey's bid to join the EU.
The feeling here in France is that Erdogan is increasingly isolated on the world stage after his crackdown following the putsch a year and a half ago, and that it is really Turkey seeking to improve its relations now which has brought Erdogan to Paris. There has been a lot of criticism of Emmanuel Macron for inviting him, given the human rights record of Erdogan recently, but the Macron philosophy of foreign policy is you talk even to those you don't like, because even the people you don't like are people who are important in settling some of the big issues, and of course the big issues in that region are Syria, the refugee crisis, and terrorism.
That's the BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting. And again on Wall Street, Dow futures up 97 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. The rival Koreas have agreed to hold talks next week.
North and South Korea have agreed to revive formal dialogue for the first time in over 2 years. Representatives for the two sides will meet Tuesday at the border village of Panmunjom to discuss cooperation for the upcoming Winter Olympics in the South. The announcement by Seoul's Unification Ministry came hours after the United States said it has agreed to delay annual joint military exercises with South Korea until after the Winter Games. North Korea considers those exercises a rehearsal rehearsal for an invasion, although the U.S. and South Korea say the drills are defensive in nature. I'm Mike Rossia.
ISIS declaring support for the anti-government protests in Iran. In its latest weekly publication, the terror group describes the protests as a revolution against the regime and an uprising against Iran's system of governance by clerics. And also says the messages from the protesters to their rulers are highly important. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. A lot to talk about, so we got to hit the ground running. And I couldn't think of anybody better than Liz Crokin to be with us right now, an award-winning author, seasoned journalist, advocate for sex crime victims. Liz began her journey at the University of Iowa, where she received a bachelor's in journalism and political science, took advantage of living in the first-in-the-nation caucus state to work on John Kasich and George W. Bush's presidential campaign. So needless to say, a broad history and breadth of experience that she brings to her investigative skill set. Liz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Merry Christmas to you, by the way. Hey, real quick here.
Merry Christmas.
Looking at your website, the big headline is How Mueller and President Trump Are Pulling the Biggest Sting in History. I thought this was quite interesting. Explain to our audience.
Yeah, so I've been saying this for months and months and months, and last year, before President Trump was elected, I believe it was at the second debate, I was at that debate with Hillary Clinton, President Trump made a promise to his supporters, and he said that when he became president, he would assign a special prosecutor to go after and to look into Hillary Clinton's crimes. And now, for the past well over a year, we have had the Democrats hysterical about President Trump's alleged collusion with Russia, which is a total hoax, a conspiracy theory. And we've also had the media and the Democrats and some conservatives, too, led us to believe that Mueller's probe and Mueller's investigation was about President Trump in Russia. And I've been saying for a very long time that it was never about President Trump and his collusion with Russia, because that never happened and that didn't exist. This investigation has always had one target in mind, and that target is Hillary Clinton.
That would be very ironic, considering the way the deck and the way the media has purported this, Liz, that, you know, here you have all these Democratic operatives. Boy, that would be quite the surprise if Mueller was able to deliver an objective report on the whole Russian collusion, and it takes us down the roads of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Well, the bottom line is the investigation into Russia, all those roads do lead to Hillary Clinton. The Uranium One, the Podestas, they all lead to her and her cronies. And we also know that President Trump did not collude with Russia. I mean, there's no evidence he did. There's only evidence that this is a huge conspiracy theory. And if anything, him and his allies and his family were completely set up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before President Trump, before Rosenstein appointed Mueller as the special prosecutor, what did Robert Mueller do? The day before he was appointed, he met with not only President Trump, but Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people in the mainstream media lied about that meeting, and they said that President Trump met with Robert Mueller before he was appointed special prosecutor because he was interviewing for the FBI director position.
Right.
Well, that's a lie. He couldn't be interviewing for the FBI director position because he already served as FBI director and he already exceeded his term limit to serve as the FBI director. So that was fake news put out, you know, by outlets like the CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he was carefully picked to be the special prosecutor to go after Hillary Clinton. And the reason why he was so perfect for this role is because he knows where all the bodies are buried. Now, all these people on his team that are investigating Clinton, that have ties to Hillary Clinton, and the people that are involved in corruption themselves, I believe this is all strategic.
Mm-hmm.
This is all part of the plan. And if you listen to everything that President Trump has said about this investigation and about Mueller, he's never once expressed any concern for Mueller. He's never once expressed any concern for Mueller having a conflict of interest. And he has said over and over and over again, he's not going to fire Mueller.
Exactly.
He's not even considering it.
Right.
Now, does President Trump strike you as someone that seems to be concerned about Mueller's investigation at all?
No, you bring up excellent points here. Yeah.
He doesn't have a care in the world. And I also will point out another interesting point. I actually just tweeted this last night. I was thinking about it because I was doing a little research about it. But President Trump, he loves to use double entendres. He loves double meanings. He loves to, like, drop clues. You know, he loves to drop little hints here and there. If you notice, he often says about Mueller's investigation that it's a witch hunt. Well, he's referring to Hillary Clinton, okay?
Yes.
Like, Hillary.
And not the good witch here is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
And we don't have to go deep down the rabbit hole here, but you know,
right.
I cover child sex trafficking and the occult.
Exactly.
And Hillary Clinton is up to her eyeballs in the occult, and she is looked at in the occult as literally a witch. So when President Trump says this is a witch hunt, he literally means they are hunting or a witch, and that witch is Hillary Clinton. Now, the probe into, you know, President Trump and his involvement with Russia, that's a witch hunt, you know, figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, the investigation is a witch hunt in the sense that the target, the number one witch herself, Hillary Clinton.
Well, it would stand to reason here, Liz, if Robert, as you say, Robert Mueller and the president are involved in this sting, that they would both play their cards close to their vest, that they would continue to play this out, and Mueller would, you know, present himself as somewhat of an ally to the deep state, because what's been coming out of all this stuff
mm-hmm.
is the exposure of the deep state. Hasn't there been that?
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's thousands of sealed indictments. There's tons of stuff going on behind the scenes. There, like, most people don't know this because there was almost a complete blackout from the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
But President Trump yesterday signed an executive order, an emergency executive order, to seize the assets of human rights abusers.
Mm-hmm.
And that executive order was attached to an annex of names. And a lot of those names are connected to the Clintons. This is a very dramatic and serious and big move. And it's been not only completely overlooked by the mainstream media, the order that has been issued on the official White House webpage is being censored on both Twitter and Facebook.
Wow.
Now, if that's not a sign that this is a big deal, then I don't know who it is. If the mainstream media is not talking about it and they're censoring an official page, an official declaration from the White House website on social media platforms, you know something big is happening. You know something big is going down.
Well, we can see the smoke. I imagine there's fires shortly behind here, Liz. don't you think?
There is.
No doubt about it.
There is.
Wow.
There is.
Hey, we're just getting warmed up here, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Croken is with us. Interesting. What do you think, huh? This starts to make more sense. We've been saying that Donald Trump is one to play chess on many levels, and it would seem like the deep state may be stuck in checkers because they've been used to this. They've taken all this for granted. So, hey, we're going to delve into this a little bit more with Liz Croken on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Love America.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10 listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like...
Don't you love this time of year? I mean, to hear crooning like this. Oh, the memories, huh? Suddenly, we're taken back to our childhood right away. The one and only, yes, Bing Crosby. I'm Bill Martinez live. Hey, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Liz Crogan, award-winning author and seasoned journalist and advocate for sex crime victims. Liz, boy, I'll tell you, you have taken us quite on a ride here, and you're stopping people in their tracks, but, this is quite interesting and encouraging at the same time, Liz. I can only hope that, what you're sharing here, I mean, it seems to make a lot of sense, and I would hope that that would be the case, because if Mueller is doing this, as you say, in cahoots with President Trump, I mean, we might be able to get to the point where we could actually drain the swamp. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he is. He absolutely is. And I mean, if you look back at Mueller's like background and his history, and you know, he may not be the perfect person, and he definitely, I mean, anyone that's worked under the Obama administration and under Hillary Clinton, I mean, they're. Everyone is tied to corruption that have worked for these administrations and worked alongside these people because, I mean, they're both up to their eyeballs in corruption. And if you're just reading the headlines, everything with Uranium One and now Obama and Hezbollah, I mean, it just never ends. But, you know, like we're talking off air, there are a lot of good people in government that got tied and dragged into the corruption unwillingly. And when you're working in a corrupt administration and you're in a powerful position and you basically have the deep state with a gun to your head saying you do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, you'll be suicided tomorrow. Like, what would you choose?
Exactly.
Would you lie for these corrupt people to protect you and your family? Or would you tell the truth only to get killed the next day? How many people have been knocked off that, you know, were about to testify against the Clintons and, you know, had information on the Clintons. I mean, the numbers literally in the hundreds. So when you look at someone like Robert Mueller, though, and by the way, a lot of people don't know a lot about his past, but he was a Marine. He served in the Vietnam War, and he's a decorated veteran. He was
Purple Heart recipient.
Multiple medals.
Yeah.
And I do believe he's a patriot. And, you know, I believe that Trump went to him I believe before he was even elected, and they worked out some kind of a deal, and Hillary Clinton, Obama, they both are getting exposed for scandal after scandal, you know, whether it's the Uranium One, the Hezbollah, like I just said, the wiretapping, there's the child sex trafficking. I mean, it literally never ends. And it's like, you really think that with President Trump in charge, he's doing a fantastic job. He just passed this tax cut. His approval ratings are much higher than the media, you know, and the polls want you to believe they're very high. And once people start getting more money in their pocket from these tax cuts, his approval ratings are only going to go up higher.
Exactly. You know,
why would it be in Robert Mueller's best interest to try at this point to try to protect Obama or Hillary Clinton? I mean, it would destroy his legacy. Like, there would be no point. And even if he was corrupt, like, it would not make sense for someone like him to do that. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, there's all these people that are corrupt and they're tied with the Clintons involved in the investigation. Well, that's all strategic. That's on purpose. Like, that is all part of the plan. These are the people that have the dirt on the Clintons. And then if you look at someone like Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions, and, you know, for the past year, we've had so many people saying, oh, he's horrible. He's not doing anything. And even President Trump has played that role. You know, President Trump has been critical of him and said that he needed to step up his game. This is all an act, okay? Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions, his nickname has been the silent executioner. This is a man, you know, these are people that know exactly what they're doing. And if, which I believe that they absolutely are, if they are going after the deep state and they are dismantling and taking down the deep state, which, by the way, President John F. Kennedy tried to do many years ago and he was killed for it.
Yes.
If they indeed are trying to take down the deep state, you think they're going to come out and announce what they're doing? You think they're going to come out and, like, show their hand?
No.
Of course not.
Right, of course. And I'm glad you brought up JFK, because we talked about this you know, about Dorothy Kilgallen, and you know, we've been talking more about her recently because of an author has written a book about Dorothy Kilgallen, who was a celebrated columnist when I was a kid growing up, and was on a TV show, and you know, she got very close into revealing actually who was responsible for the death of JFK, and she mysteriously dies, and it's still one of those cold cases, along with hundreds of other journalists who got close to the fire. But you know, I've maintained that the tentacles of the deep state go before JFK, and that here we are all these years later, and we still cannot find out who killed this president with absolute certainty.
President Trump released the JFK files, and that was all strategic. And we learned a lot from those JFK files. Of course, the mainstream media like barely touched it; they barely covered any of it. But you know, a lot of, there were a lot of things that we learned from the JFK files that President Trump insisted be released. And one of the things that we learned is that the deep state had been involved in planning false flag attacks for decades.
Right.
And you know, this came after the Vegas shooting, which to me is a very blatant and obvious false flag. And now, you know, the latest headline we have is we have a Vegas police captain who's just mysteriously gone missing.
Right.
And all these witnesses that witnessed multiple shooters have just died mysterious deaths. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Well, and here we are all these months later, and we're still, we know less than what we've known before. I mean, this is all incredibly interesting, and as you say, as you start pulling on the threads, you know, here it is. You know, you're back with you know, the deep state, and maybe the complication of the mafia as well. And you also mentioned off air how the CIA possibly and the deep state has been using MS-13 gang members.
Yeah, and so that's another connection a lot of people haven't been making, but. You know, we were talking off air also about Seth Rich, and a lot of these hits that the deep state and the DNC have made on innocent people, a lot of the killings have been done by MS-13 gang members. I believe Chandra Levy, she was Gary Conant, Congressman Gary Conant. He was a congressman for California.
Right, exactly.
She was having an affair with him. I believe she got pregnant. And I believe it was an MS-13, a gang member that was charged with killing her. The whole case is sketchy, though, because then he was allegedly exonerated and freed. I don't know. But the bottom line is that deep state has used MS-13 gang members to do their wet work, to do their dirty work. So it's, you know, Sessions going after MS-13 is also a very strategic move to take down the deep state, which people don't realize. And, you know, all the stuff that's going on is connected, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes. But, you know, people don't know because the mainstream media is just completely lies about what's going on, or they just don't have a clue.
They're following stuff, and almost President Trump, I feel like he's almost playing with the media at times. He throws him a bone, and they go, oh, shining spotlight, look at that shiny, let's go after that. It's almost like,
exactly,
you know,
exactly like the Pocahontas comment, you know, when he had the Indians in the White House and he made the Pocahontas comment, and everyone went crazy for days, and he does it on purpose because, you know, when he throws him a bone, now chasing that bone over something ridiculous, or like he had, oh, drinks 12 Diet Coke. That was like the latest expose. He drinks 12 Diet Coke a day, allegedly.
Right.
So they all go running after this ridiculous bone, and then behind the scenes, they're getting all this work done, and they're dismantling the deep state. They're going after the deep state, you know. He signed this executive order last night, and it's all going over their head, and he's actually able to get all this work done without them hassling him.
It's like Trump and Mueller have created a deep state of their own, haven't they?
They have really.
Liz, we got to leave it there. We look forward to having you back after the new year. Have a great one. We'll talk to you later. Liz Croken on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
July music in the background for your enjoyment as we get ready to enjoy another Independence Day across America. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, boy, I tell you, this whole Mika thing is just, unhinging and getting in the way of some important issues at hand, and maybe just, well, I mean, you know, Congress going on break, so, for the holiday, so it'll give them something to talk about when they go home. It's hard to defend the president, and I don't know that anybody really is trying to, even his spokespeople, Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Sarah Huckabee, as well, trying to see what they can do to push back on the excitement here, the level of vitriol that's been coming from Morning Joe show. Obviously, the president just had his fill and, let him, responded. And, You know, and so all the old stuff comes back, and, you know, what do you expect? You know, people wanted an outsider. He's an outsider. He's not, you know, he's not coming from, you know, the traditional, the traditions of past presidents. And so with Donald Trump, you get egg rolls, you know, as they say. So here it is. And for Mika and Morning Joe, they're all excited because people are watching to see, okay, what else is going to happen to this train wreck? I mean, it's like going to NASCAR. A lot of people go to NASCAR, you know, to watch and see, okay, who's going to wreck? You know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? But this is what draws attention. And, you know, they're getting their 15 minutes of fame, I guess, so to speak, all because of Trump's tweeting. But, you know, and I would agree, it does get in the way of the more important topics that we need to talk about. Well, Bill Salas, as promised, has joined us, internationally recognized prophecy expert, conference speaker, the best-selling author of Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed, How Israel Becomes the Next Superpower, and his latest book, Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the Final Generation. Bill, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, it's great to be back on your program. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, it's been 5 months since Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 45th U.S. president, issued about 76 promises, but who's counting on the campaign trail, with the primary intent to make America great again. And amongst those assurances were two critically important ones for Israel, which as of yet he has failed to fulfill. They dealt with moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We could only hope that at his last trip there in Israel, that that would have been the announcement. I know many of us were waiting for that announcement. It did not happen. And the second, of course, ripping up Iran's nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, what they call the JCPOA. On June the 1st, Donald Trump, like his presidential predecessors, Clinton and Bush and Barack Obama, signed the executive waiver that postponed the move of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Moreover, it appears for now that Trump has decided to live with Iran's nuclear deal. Bill, what are you seeing in these actions that the president has been taking here?
Well, I'm concerned because these are two critically important issues that were very meaningful to Israel. And many Americans who, lean toward Donald Trump were influenced by these two specific promises out of his 76 that were pro-Israel, a lot of evangelical Christians and a lot of Jews, et cetera. And now he seems to be taking the safe track. And, you know, we're dealing with, you know, very important dangerous issues and ones that have biblical implications. And that's what we like to do at Prophecy Depot Ministries, Bill, is take the current events that are going on, compare the secular perspective with, you know, the mainstream media news, and put the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective on the table alongside it. And these specific issues have prophetic implications, especially that embassy.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit deeper, but I want to ask you a question of nuance here. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who obviously has a noted influence with President Trump, you would think that he would be more for this move of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, but I'm not necessarily getting that from him. What's your read on that?
Well, it's a thorny issue making that move. There are reasons why the Embassy Act, Jerusalem Embassy Act, was passed in 1995, and it was legislated by Congress to move the embassy to Jerusalem by 1999. It appropriated funds for that, and it had, you know, strong findings in it, which essentially, the congressional findings essentially recognized that every sovereign nation, including Israel, can designate its own capital, that Israel had been the capital, Jerusalem had been the capital since 1950 of the State of Israel. It was a united city since 1967, an undivided city. It also talked about these findings, and it went even so far as to acknowledge Israel's ancient presence, 3,000-year-old presence in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about right there is, you know, biblical implications that is going to upset the apple cart when it comes to the world mindset, the Arab world. It's a very volatile situation that could jeopardize Mideast peace talks, and especially at a time when you've got the Sunni states like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and some others seeming to want to warm up a little bit to Israel because of the common threat of Iran's nuclear program.
Exactly.
So I think, I think the thing is, I'm not so much thinking that Jared Kushner doesn't want to, move the embassy and that sort of thing. I just think what's happened is the same reason Trump's presidential predecessors backed down from the issue is it's a volatile and dangerous situation. Because basically, when you look at the history of that city, Jerusalem, 3,000 years ago, as the Jerusalem Embassy Act points out, it was an undivided city under Israel's sovereign control. And then at the partition plan, the United Nations in November 29th of 1947, which, by the way, we're coming up on the 70-year anniversary of that
exactly.
November, which may have biblical significance. It was an undivided city, but not under Israeli control. The international community usurped its authority and made it an international zone, but it was not a divided city. It wasn't until the war of 1948 and then the Green Line, the Armistice Line, mm-hmm. where they actually divided the city to the west and to the east. And then after 1967, Israel took over the east in that Six-Day War, but they made the colossal mistake of allowing the Islamic WAF, which is based out of Jordan, to retain authority over the Temple Mount. So you've got this. Now you've got the city of Jerusalem. The Jeremiah 49 tells us it's the city of God's joy, of His praise, mm-hmm. that He has given to the Jews clearly through the Bible. It is now a divided city, and it is under pretty much international monitoring. So we've got a real problematic issue that is going to come to a head in the very near future. And that is pretty much spelled out in a prophecy written by Zechariah.
Exactly.
Chapter 12.
Well, Jerusalem, as you say, and this prophecy that you draw reference to, is that it is a heavy stone. And that's to your point. Politically right now, it is a heavy stone, not only for the United States and Israel, but for the international community, because of what this would represent in terms, as you were explaining, a move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, where, of all places, God says his name resides, right?
Absolutely. It's mentioned. This city is mentioned by 70 different names over 1,000 times in the Bible, and they all connect it with God and connect it with God's rightful heirs to it, to the Jewish people. The Arabs have no claim on the city, and Zechariah is warning about that in Zechariah 12. And he basically says in verse 2 that he will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling or drunkenness to the surrounding Arab peoples when they lay siege on it. And then ultimately, he says the international community in verse 3 will meddle. They will try
exactly.
to impose a burden
Bill,
on
it. We've got to take a pause. We've got to go to a commercial break. More from prophecy expert Bill Salas right after this. Stay with us.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez here, and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, Rockets Red Glare. Happy 4th of July weekend to you as we go out. May it be a safe one. May it be a weekend of renewal about this country, the Constitution, the freedoms that we enjoy. May we not take them for granted, and may we appreciate those that have fought. And many of those, as we talked about Memorial Day, those families, that every day is a Memorial Day. And I'm talking about those families that have experienced a direct loss, whose chairs are empty because of loved ones who have paid that ultimate price on behalf of our liberties that we enjoy here. Bill Salas is our guest. We continue our conversation with him, internationally recognized prophecy expert, author, particularly Psalm 83. Bill, how many books have we written now? I say we.
You've interviewed me on every book, so we can say we. But
yes,
I've written six now. My latest one is called Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the Final Generation. And Revelation is God's gift for the final generation. There's more said to that generation than any other generation in the Bible, even than the first coming of Jesus Christ, and a whole lot was said about that. So we're real excited about Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the final generation.
And, Bill, and as you and I discussed before, to me, the fascinating thing about Revelation is that God gave it to us to give us a heads up. And nothing that he has put in there has proved invalid. It is unveiling to us. And, as many times as I read the book of Revelation, I go, wow, I've read this. How many hundreds of times have I read this? And suddenly there's something new. It's like an onion skin experience. It's that when it's appropriate at that time, that layer of onion skin, so to speak, or that curtain is drawn back, and there's new revelation, there's new understanding based on the times. And you and I, I talked about, and I still feel strongly, that we need to sync up with what God's
order and time and alignment is all about, so that it will go well for us, that we're not caught by surprise, because these events that are happening right now, including Donald Trump being in the White House, even though a lot of people want to freak out about it, this is all part of God's plan. I mean, he is still sovereign, and there's no surprises in his kingdom.
Right, and as I said in the first segment of your show, Bill, the point is, you know, we've got to have our Bibles open these days as we're trying to understand current world events, because the biblical prophecies written, you know, centuries ago are starting to converge. They weren't meant to stand those parchments indefinitely. They will roll off those parchments. They will pound down on the pavement. They will pack a powerful global punch, because end times biblical prophecies are globally impacting.
Exactly.
And you know, you make a good point about Bible prophecy. It's about a third of the Bible. And, and it's not just for the scholarly. God loves every human being, every man, woman, and child. And he wants them to have this advanced information about the days in which they live, because Bible prophecy is invaluable predictive information outsourced from our loving God with 100% accuracy. Everything he says will happen exactly in detail. And it's intended to authenticate his sovereignty, because nobody can tell the end from the beginning. And two, it equips us for the days in which we live, which are very powerful right now. Three, it can save lives, like when Noah had to get in an ark for the flood, for instance. But most importantly, in this day and age, as we see these events converging, it gives us an ability to use Bible prophecy as an evangelical tool to reach out to people and tell them, look, you don't have to just be stuck on the Fox News or the fake news on CNN.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
I was going to say.
You can have biblical narrative at your disposal.
Yeah, no fake news in the Bible, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. I humbly submit that to you. Speaking of Donald Trump and these events that are happening right now, and our focus still on the Middle East, Bill, what does this mean for the Donald Trump presidency and the world at this point?
Well, he's living in a point in time right now where there's several biblical prophecies. I call them now prophecies. Actually, one of those six books is called the Now Prophecies.
Right.
He's become the president of a time where these types of prophecies have no more preconditions. They could actually happen at any given time. So, for instance, a nuclear disaster is predicted in the book of Jeremiah in Iran, right by the area where Iran's crown jewel nuclear facility, the Bashar nuclear reactor, is. Then we could see the destruction of Damascus in Isaiah 17. We could see the concluding Arab-Israeli war in Psalm 83 and elsewhere. And that's one of the things I'm concerned about when we look at this thorny issue about moving the embassy. I mean, it really, if he does move it, it would be the biblical thing to do. At the same token, it could provoke that epic biblical war in Psalm 83.
Exactly.
So we're looking at a time where the prophecies are probably, you know, quite possibly going to roll off the parchment during Donald Trump's presidency. And my concern is we're coming up on the 70-year anniversary of when the international community meddled into the city of Jerusalem, which God gave to the Jews. That's biblical. And, you know, an example is in 586 B.C., the Jews were deprived of Jerusalem. They went into Babylonian captivity for 70 years. The Persian Empire conquers them and then sends them back, and they rebuild Jerusalem. But now we're coming on 70 years where they've been deprived of Jerusalem's control again, but not by God, by the international community. And Trump is asking them now, and specifically, to give up some land in these areas C, make them into Area B, geopolitical stuff right in that area of Jerusalem and the West Bank. And any powerful political leader that pressures Israel to trade God's promised land for an elusive peace crosses the line that not only puts him at risk, but puts our country at risk for land, because land for peace is not biblically endorsed. You know, God is bringing Jews out of the nation back to their ancient homeland of Israel and fulfillment of several prophecies. They need more land and not less. And Zechariah 2:8 says that he who touches Israel, referring to the land and the people of Israel, touches the apple of God's eye. So my concern, I sincerely doubt that Trump and Jared Kushner, who he's appointed as his envoy to the Middle East, these are both real estate-minded individuals, has got God's permission to mediate and do real estate brokering deals on this promised land matter. And I think my concern is he needs to move that embassy and not try to get Israel to muscle them to diverge land out to the Palestinians. He needs to keep his nose out of God's business so that he doesn't poke God in the eye. and do the right thing and move that embassy to Jerusalem.
Well, especially when you're talking about the apple of God's eye, you better have some spiritual awareness because, you know, as we were talking about off the air, Donald Trump on one hand, you know, made the statement. And when he made that, my thought was, and I thought John Hagee agreed with this, is that this was God inspired. I don't think this came out of, you know, just ahead. And maybe Donald Trump may have caught himself even after he said that, because that was quite a bold statement for him to say, we're going to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. It might have been one of those out-of-body experiences for him afterwards and saying, you know, what did I just say?
He was vehemently clear on that promise that he was going to move the embassy and he was going to rip up, was his words. He says, one of my priorities is I'm going to rip up the Iran nuclear deal. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he now is vacillating on those. It's one thing to campaign to be president, another thing to be the president. And the advice I'm sure he's getting around him is these are very dangerous. And first of all, how do you rip up an Iran nuclear deal that was put together with the international community, mainly the P5+1, not just America? And meanwhile, since that deal was made, you know, Russia's moving in with they delivered the S-300 missile defense system. They're building more nuclear reactors in that Bashar province. China's getting involved with Iran right now. You can't put the lid back on Pandora's box now. So it was not even a realistic promise.
Mm-hmm. And here you are, like you say, in making a statement like that in light of all these other moves consequentially done after this agreement, you know, with Russia coming into play. Of course, Iran is fortifying, you know, their defenses to do everything they can to dissuade any kind of preemptive attack, whether it would come from Israel or the United States. Or both.
Yeah, I've got two warnings as we close today. One is for Trump and America, and one is for the Arabs in the Middle East. And it's lining up in Zechariah 12. One is Trump needs to keep his nose out of God's business when it comes to Jerusalem. We're approaching the 70-year anniversary of the Jews not having sovereign control over that. And the Arabs need to get out of Jerusalem. They have no claims on that area. And it's going to come to a war, and they will be destroyed, according to biblical prophecies. And those are severe warnings, but are we that close in time where these events will happen? I believe we could be, Bill, and that's why I warn people.
Right.
Don't mess around now with these matters, because we're coming upon a time where big deals that are written in the Bible are about to happen, epic events.
And you said clearly, I mean, we're at this point in biblical prophecy that you don't have to wait for anything special to occur. I mean, in a second, all this could come to life, you know, very quickly. And the next chapters of Revelation are being revealed right before our eyes, Bill.
Exactly. And it says in Isaiah 17, when the Damascus is destroyed, it says in one night you see Damascus, in the morning it is no more. Yeah. So what you're talking about is real-time application with the weapons that can just, you know, take these kind of cities out. You know, there's no technology not developed, no weapon not fashioned, no national relationship that's not in the formation stages or been formed that could slow down the fulfillment of all the end times biblical prophecies, and they will happen soon and sequentially, in my estimation.
Well, without a doubt, you know, you see the footage of Damascus now and the destruction that has occurred in Syria, and you go, how much more is there left to be destroyed, Bill?
Right, but that's not the ISIS and that sort of thing. This prophecy talks about the Israeli Defense Forces, taking them out in self-defense.
Exactly.
So, you know, we haven't seen the fulfillment of that yet, but we're approaching it, my estimation.
Internationally recognized prophecy expert, the one, the only, Bill Salas on Bill Martinez Live. Make sure you go to his website and get your hands on his latest book, Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the Final Generation. Bill, your website real quick for all the good folks to know how to be in touch with you.
It's real simple, prophecydepot.com, prophecydepot like Home Depot.com.
Thank you, Bill.
People search the Internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us